Let's now turn to question 5 of DNA structure and semi-conservative replication. The question presents a rather schematic picture of the DNA molecule. Again, very careful observation here is not so important, since the image only serves as a reference, emphasizing the pairings of the nitrogenous bases. The statement of the question describes roughly the backbone of the DNA molecule formed by two filaments joined by the nitrogenous bases. As we have seen, they are paired, forming the rungs of the so-called twisted ladder, or double helix. And here's the statement: regions that have more cytosine guanine bonds than adenine thymine should be. And there are four alternatives. It will be very important for you to review what you learned in the previous questions. You will see that there is a very important difference in the two types of pairings. The question asks you to think over this issue and decide what might be a consequence of this difference in the bonds in each of the two base pairings for the stability of the molecule.